The world of healing can be treacherous, but suddenly spiritual aims to provide real, honest, practical spiritual knowledge and wisdom for the true seekers among us. The goal is to ignite the divine human within each listener, raising the collective consciousness for our planet. We will challenge your preconceptions, push your buttons, and encourage deep reflection. We're not here to adhere to the status quo of what the New Age spiritual market wants you to buy into and believe. Consider this your antidote to the woo-woo and a place of woo-you.
I do not care what anybody has ever told you about your intuition and how you're not intuitive and intuition is magical thinking. I want you to forget all of that. I want you to release those thoughts of that you're not intuitive. Every human being on this planet is in fact intuitive. We are all born with that sense. And some people have developed it more. Some people have ignored it more. And it's like a muscle. Intuition is something that you can come into contact with and you can build over time, just as you would any muscles at the gym. You can build the intuition muscle by practice. And intuition is something that people call gut instinct, where you know something is wrong. You can't put your finger on it, but you know something is wrong, or you feel or sense things that are unseen. That is what intuition is. And as I said, every single person on this planet is born with it. It is our birthright to have intuition. It is a part of our energetic body. We have our physical senses, but there's also this extra sense that people have. There are some people at a very young age where their intuition shows up, and because of their family system or their culture, it is nurtured and grown. And then that person is able to be much further on the path of intuition, be psychic, clairvoyant, clairsentient. There's different types of forms of intuition and how they come. Some people call it psychic abilities as well. That's a word that's interchangeably used for intuition, psychic ability or intuition, clairvoyance. But everyone has it. And you can use it to really help your life. And yeah, it's a thing that we all have.
So I've heard these terms before where people say, well, I hear it, or I see a picture, or a little bit of both. And for those of you listening for the first time, we talked about increasing your self-awareness, and I think this is a symptom of that, and maybe a necessary step, I would think, to develop this even more. And I know over time I'll get glimpses of things and then they'll just kind of happen, especially with dreams. What should people who are having maybe, I guess we call them predictive dreams, what should they be paying attention to or doing to maybe develop these?
So I've had predictive dreams since I was, or prophetic dreams, some people call it that, since I was maybe 3 or 4 years old. And it was very, initially it wasn't scary. But as I got older, the dreams became more and more intense and graphic, and they became scary. And then I went to my well-meaning priest in confession and I said, hey, I'm having these kind of dreams. I'm describing the dreams to him. And he said I wasn't praying hard enough and that I was allowing the devil in to my dream life.
Wow.
Yes, I was not praying hard enough. And I was interacting with things that were not of God. And therefore, this is why I was having these very intense and they were very violent and graphic dreams, which I remember to this day, to be honest. So that was hard for me to hear at 13. And I would have predictive dreams to the color of walls to the color of clothing settings. It was laser-like precision. I remember I had a dream when I was 14, and at 17, it all came to pass exactly how I dreamt it. So initially, it could be very scary. And what I would recommend is if you're able to find other people who are into dreams within a community, having that support of others. There's lucid dreaming communities that are out there. There's even institutes where they help you move through in a very specific process on your dreams. I believe, Sean, you've worked in that space as well. So I'm sure you have knowledge and wisdom on that. I mean, I would say to write your dreams down, try to remember them as much as possible, and then make an interpretation for yourself. Because there are 50 million different dream interpretation books out there and websites, and dream interpretation is very different by culture. Like, I have Greek and Greek dream interpretation books, but there's Arabic dream interpretation books. There's Egyptian, there's all kinds of different cultures and their interpretations. Like original peoples of the US, they have their own rubric of what dream symbols mean. So finding what symbols are to you, for you in your dreams, creating the meaning for yourself. Nobody is going to be able to give you the exact meaning from the outside. You need to create your own way of deciphering your dreams and looking at the emotional context of the dream, not just the literal context of the dream itself. Using both things together to find a meaning for yourself. If you're having predictive dreams, like prophetic, where you're seeing things that are happening before they actually happen, you need to be within a community that's safe.
So for those of you listening, as Maria said earlier, we all are intuitive, and it manifests itself. It'll come up in different ways. And this is one of the signs that you are intuitive, is having predictive dreams. But there are other signs. So those of you listening, maybe you're not having predictive dreams, but there's other things that can happen that are going to say, hey, you are intuitive. So what about predicting events? If people aren't having predictive dreams, but they're having predictive events, what is that? How is that coming to be? And what can they do to manage it?
I like to annoy my friends by completing their sentences. It's really annoying, trust me. And they kind of hate when I do it. Where my friend will look at me and start with, you know what? Oh, do you mean? Yes, don't worry, I already took care of that. Because I basically predicted what they were going to ask me. And it can be very annoying. My friends will attest to that. But when you're seeing predictive events, you can definitely use it to your advantage. And not be in an event that is negative as much as possible. If you're having predictive, if you're understanding events in a predictive way, you can certainly tell people. I would write those things down. But you will be met, unfortunately, with a lot of resistance, because our culture is not set up to accept people who have that kind of foresight. If this was 3,000 years ago, you'd be an oracle and, you know, you would be revered. So there isn't a good answer for this, because this is not the culture that we live in.
Agreed. And again, once you increase your self-awareness, I found I accidentally had predictive dreams and predictive events too, where the dream would happen, and I'm talking like months, maybe even years later.
Yes.
And it's not like it's a deja vu. It's, no, I remember in my timeline, like a year ago, I woke up in the morning and I thought of that, and now I'm here in that. And what I usually do is I just accept it as I'm on the right path. Like, I should be here. However many 15 choices I made from that last year to now, For me, I see it as a signpost. Oh, okay. You're on the right path. Now, is that true or not? I've come to realize now where it just means that it was predictive. It didn't mean that it was a signpost necessarily. I'm just here and I'm here where I am. And now I'm thinking, oh yeah, I just jumped up timeline, saw it, and then popped back in. But the more I just accept, yeah, it just happened. It happened. People talk about the secret and all this stuff and, you know, attracting. And I find now that I'm much more self-aware, I feel my frequencies higher. I just operate intuitively. I find all these synchronicities, serendipities, things happening. So for those of you listening that are not having predictive dreams or you're not predicting events, but then you see little synchronicities happening, that could be a sign. Well, that is a sign because we all are intuitive. But how would somebody noticing that stuff manage that?
I call them the wink from the universe when there's quote unquote coincidences. And I actually believe that for what you were saying before, Sean, I believe that when you have the whole predicting of events, it is a signpost and that you've matched that timeline, because there's infinite timelines that were all the potentialities. Like in quantum physics, it's like all potentialities are available.
Right.
Everything is, you know, available, but not everything is probable. So you've matched your frequency to that specific timeline and you've met it a year from now, whenever you had that predictive event. With the synchronicities, it's like I said, it's the universe winking at me. Like, yeah, you're doing a good job. Here's a little confirmation, verification, blue check mark that you're on the right path. Good job. Keep on going. Like, follow the trail. So it's a sweet little reminder to me that I'm on the right path when I have these synchronicities come. And they're just, some of them are so cool that I'll never forget. I was in Mount Shasta, California, in this really amazing crystal shop that I go to with my friends. And my dear friend, there's a lot of cool people in Mount Shasta. And I was with a dear friend and she turns to me and says, "Is that a Pleiadian?" Like a Pleiadian from the Pleiades, the star system of the Pleiades. And I said, "No, that person is a blue person." So there's people in, I believe in the Smoky Mountains maybe, that are blue. It's actually a genetic trait that their skin is blue. And the last name of the person who I think started this line or was most well known for this line is called, the last name is Fugate. That's the name. And so my friend had her DNA tested and her family lineage all cataloged. And she goes, "Fugate, that sounds really, really familiar." And I said, "Yeah, that's not a Pleiadian. That's, maybe they are a Pleiadian, but they're a blue person." And we go back to Los Angeles and she brings out all of her ancestral records and says, "What's that last name say?" And the last name was Fugate. She was a long lost relative of this particular person, this blue person. What are the chances that 9 hours away from Los Angeles, there'd be a person of her ancestry in the same store that we're in? And then she would later on find out, like, "Hey, you're part of this lineage as well." Like, there's no way. It's like a one in a billion that would happen. So those little synchronicities about Karen being a Fugate and then seeing someone of her lineage in a store in Mount Shasta is just, it's not coincidence. So it's just those little winks from the universe, I call them.
Yeah, and I've had so many of those. And I find as my self-awareness, as I'm trying to increase it and my kind of frequency and the way I'm operating most of the time, they increase. And I'm a firm believer, a lot of people say that when you're ready, that stuff will come. for those of you having different things happening all the time, and I know a lot of people have this, I have it happen in bunches. And then I find when I'm busy or I feel I'm on the right track, my frequency's high, this doesn't happen a lot. But when symbols start popping up, symbols meaning different things, words, pictures, ideas from completely different people. You go into a coffee shop and somebody says that same word and you keep noticing the word. Or the one everybody is familiar with is numbers. Numbers on the screen, on the clock. With these recurring symbols, what should people be noticing, thinking, maybe doing when they find these are happening to them?
I am the repeating numbers queen. I really am. I see them every single day, multiple times a day. What I would watch out for is when the same book title or same movie or same person comes to you at least three times, it means that you need to investigate. When something comes to you three times, my mentor, that's how she gives people messages. That's how she decides whether or not she's going to give someone a message. It needs to come to her three times. And if that message comes to her three times for that person, because she's very intuitive, then she will give that person that message. But it has to come to her three times. But if a book comes to you or a place or a person comes to you three times, it's time to investigate and see. The Radiance Sutras, this book came to me three times, so I bought it. It's a beautiful book that I've been reading. I love the Radiance Sutras, and I read it every single day now. Or with numbers. A lot of times, the numbers have to do with the context that you're in or the thoughts that you're thinking about while the number comes. Because there's also multiple interpretations of repeating numbers as well. So, for instance, let me give you an example of a repeating number. 999. Nine is considered a number of completion. A completion of a cycle, a completion of a project, a completion of a stage in your life, a relationship. So when you see 999, what were you thinking about? Or where were you? What stage are you in life? And if that number continuously comes up, something is ending, typically. And for me, 999 was coming up a lot right before and around my father's passing. 999 kept coming up. I was driving down the freeway, 999 and a license plate. A number would start with 999, a phone number. So this was the sign that this was going to be completing. Again, think about how you feel around the numbers when you're seeing them, the context you're in, what season and stage you are in life, and you can certainly look them up. Again, you're going to find, just like dreams, dream symbols, you're going to find multiple explanations and interpretations of which may resonate, may not resonate with you. You need to use your own resources to create a meaning for yourself. Because you're the authority on your life. And you can certainly take under advisement what other people have said before you about repeating numbers or symbols. But it's really up to you to create your meaning for yourself.
Absolutely. And back to what is becoming a theme here is increasing your self-awareness. I think that's sort of the stepping stone to all of this. And listening, knowing how to trust that intuition. And we're talking about being intuitive. And like you said earlier, we all are intuitive. I love that advice about the three. I picked that up somewhere and then I recognized it. And it's funny. It's anytime it happens, I'm like, oh, no, that's two. And I wait and okay, there's three. What do I need to pay attention? For those listening, and I know I used to go through this too, I would have a tendency to maybe overthink things. that maybe weren't necessarily indicative of something happening. And I know that goes back to, again, trusting yourself. And I had this for a long time where I would just overthink the thing, whatever it was, and then dismiss it. And I guess, actually, I'm thinking I'm answering my own question, because then it's going to keep coming back if you keep pushing it away, right? But what about not listening to things or rationalizing, which is a big, big thing I used to do, in maybe a situation where you should listen, as far as it's a circumstance, maybe it's a dangerous situation. And for everybody listening, we're just talking about signs you are intuitive, because we are all intuitive. So we talked about, you know, if you're having predictive dreams, that may be a sign. You're predicting events. You know, serendipities are happening. A lot of symbols. And lastly, if you find yourself kind of navigating away from danger, where you should have turned left, but something, and that something is more often than not you, or I guess you would say your higher self, no, I should go this way. And if you're finding that happening, how can we make sure we don't dismiss that and maybe help others with that?
I think this comes with practice and trust in yourself. I remember I was driving to a sweat lodge and I was meeting all my friends at the sweat lodge, and I love sweat lodges. And the sweat lodge was through the Native American church. I was really excited to go to it, and I get on the freeway. I have ample time to get to the sweat lodge, and traffic comes at a complete standstill. And even a police car comes and does a traffic break in the traffic pattern of on the freeway. And so I'm texting my friend saying, I'm stuck on the freeway. I'm not moving at all. Where are you? And they name the exit that they're at. And they were behind me. Traffic is flowing perfectly fine here. We're only a few exits away from where you are. Nothing has stopped. I said, I'm not going to make it to this sweat lodge, considering that the traffic is at a standstill. And then I started to check in with myself and say, is it in my greatest and highest good to go to the sweat lodge? Should I go? Is this the place where I'm going to be served the most? And I got the answer of no. And I had committed. I paid to go to the sweat lodge. I had brought a dish for the potluck after. I had everything. Everything was planned and ready to go. My friends were having zero problems with traffic, but somehow, some way, I was in a parallel universe where there was a traffic break and I was going to be late to this sweat lodge while they were zipping past me on the very same freeway. And so I felt like I was being protected from something, or not even protected, but this was not in alignment with me at this time. So I needed to make alternate plans. And the alternate plans, I said, okay, Spirit, clearly I'm going to be late. I'm going to be so late. I'm going to be like an hour late to the sweat lodge, which you can't go in the middle of the sweat lodge. It's not appropriate. I'm going to be late. My friends are not late, though they're on the same freeway, which is really making me question what's going on here. So I'm being rerouted. I'm going to trust that I'm being rerouted for a really good reason. So I'm going to get off on this exit. I got off on the exit and I turned around, and then I drove back home and I didn't go to the sweat lodge. My friends went. They said it was an incredibly intense sweat lodge and that I more than likely would have not been able to really stay in the sweat lodge for the whole time because it was so intense, and just the emotional state that I was in, it wouldn't have been the best thing for me at that time in my life. So nothing negative really would have happened, but it just wasn't in alignment with me at that time in the season of my life. So I was being protected. I was being redirected, and I trusted that. So it's really the practice of trusting. When you do get these messages And sometimes they don't make sense. And I'm very fortunate where I have a friend group where I can say, my intuition, the message I received, what is my truth, is that I shouldn't go to this. I know I committed to it, but something is off. My spidey senses are going off. There's a disruption in the force, and I need to go back home. And they understand it because they'll do it with me too. They'll be like, you know what? I know I really said I was going to go to this particular event, but something about it is just really poking at me that I shouldn't. And I'm cool with it. So it's relying on yourself and your intuition and strengthening, and again, the self-awareness and trusting that, you know, really building that muscle, and also having a supportive friend group, which you both can count on each other to accept when, hey, I was going to go to the sweat lodge, but now I'm not. I know that's, it sucks, but I know you understand.
That is a great story, and I encourage people listening to connect with our website, and all our socials are there, and share maybe some instances where you've had a sign of intuition, and tell us that story. And we would love to hear that. And next time, I'm excited for this. So next time we're going to talk about what can happen when you ignore that intuition.
That's going to be fun.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you.